This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. With the substantial foundation Peter laid in the first 11 verses of 2 Peter 1, he immediately gives his reason for what he said. He writes like a parent to his children, whether natural or spiritual children. Listen to his words. "I will always remind you of these things," verse 12. He almost anticipates the natural reaction children have when their parents say this. "I know, Dad or Mom, I've heard you say that 1,000 times. I could give it back to you spelled backwards." So he writes, "I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have." Verses 12 through 15 present the reason or purpose Peter had in mind for writing his second epistle. Let's put this in context by doing a focus and amplify study of the last half of chapter 1. After reading the whole first chapter, it's clear Peter wanted them to understand what goes into experiencing real, vital, mature Christianity in a world that is coming unglued. The focus of chapter 1 is the first part of that statement. The last part of the statement covers chapters 2 and 3. We discovered in chapter 1, 1 through 11, the key to experiencing real, vital, mature Christianity. That key is getting to know Jesus Christ better and better each day. Now, in the last half of chapter 1, Peter uncovers how to discover and use this key. This is how Peter does it. He gives his purpose for writing, his experience as a qualification for writing, and his source for authority in writing. Read these verses a few times and reflect on them in preparation for our next visit.